Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today. We're reading from Matthew chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. And Jesus went out, departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved." Here we see again the agape love of God through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus warned the disciples of the forthcoming atrocities that will be imposed upon the church and not by non-believers. Those that don't know the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and don't know that they don't know. These are the teachers and preachers without indwelling of the Christ of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. However, the church is reminded that for those that believe and embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the end, when Jesus comes to get the righteous at the great resurrection, shall he be caught up to meet him in the air. And this is our hope, that we know that if we, according to the gospel, if we live by the gospel, if we live according to the instruction of God as he inspired holy men to write for us, particularly as the apostles wrote and what Jesus taught them, and as they practiced that, then we should do the same. If we do that, then we know that when the great day come that the Lord Jesus stand in the clouds of power and great glory, we know that we're going to be caught up with him. And we also know that if we fail to do that, we're not going to be caught up with him. So by this, we urge all pastors and all believers, God has been kind enough to us to teach us the gospel, expose us to the knowledge of the gospel and understanding of the gospel, that we shouldn't fail God by allowing the enemy in our lives to go contrary to the gospel, but live by the gospel, knowing that persecution is coming. And we see all around us now, particularly on the southwestern corner of the Asian continent, the conflict and stuff that are going on, the things that are going on. And we know that these are signs of the end time. So it would behoove us to let us get our lives together. For those that don't know the Lord and by the indwelling of his spirit, need to seek the Lord, repent, ask the Lord to save you, to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So that on the day that the Lord Jesus Christ comes to get the righteous, we'll be caught up to meet him in there. This should be the hope that we live with and for. Amen. There is nothing that wastes the body like worry. And one who has any faith in God should be ashamed to worry about anything whatsoever. Mohandas Gandhi. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Holy Father, for the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the saints of our mind and activity of our limbs. And we're asking you again, God, today to please be so kind as you will lead, guide, and direct us, that we be who you would have us to be. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. And again, God, we wherever we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, please be so kind as to forgive us, that as we move forward, we can demonstrate you, demonstrate your word, demonstrate your personality, God, by having the indwelling of your spirit, that we can be the light of the knowledge of the gospel in this last and evil day that the world really needs, but it's rejecting it because it's so deep in darkness that the enemy has manipulated their thinking and turned their hearts away from you, God. And we know that the enemy is using your long-suffering, your tolerance for humanity. He's using that against humanity because they feel like that everything is going to be all right anyway. But we know and we trust your word, God, those of us particularly that you've baptized with your spirit, those of us that have come to know the true God and believe the true God, and we're seeking you for the baptism of your spirit. We know that there's a day coming that you're going to bring all this to a close, as you told Noah to preach to the people, to get their, to change their hearts, change their minds, that they ignored him. And you let Noah preach that for 120 years, and they still ignored him. And in the end, God, you turned and you just drowned the whole world. And you promised that you would never drown the whole world again like that. And you put a rainbow in the sky as your promise. God, but you also let us know that the next time it would be fire. And we realize, God, and we're seeing signs of things that are happening. God, we don't know exactly what you're going to do. All we know is that you promised that you would burn it all up the next time. And we see global warming taking place. We see volcanic eruptions. God, we just see all things. But we know if we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and walk according to your word, live your word, that whatever you allow to happen, God, we'll be caught up to go meet the Lord Jesus in the air. So we thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion and your kindness, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And so as we move forward today, God, we pray, God, again, that you will continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, that you will continue to let love, joy, peace, and happiness into our lives, God, followed with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation. That you keep us reminded, Holy Father, that since you're on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. And since you're for us, then who can be against us? And you load us every day with a new load of benefits, with these promises as you fulfill them every day. We press forward, God, as the Apostle Paul said, we're reaching, God, for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We're putting these things that are in our lives behind us because that's where they belong, and we're looking forward to the future. We're looking forward to that day that when the Lord Jesus comes to get the righteous, we're going to be a part of that group. So we know that in order for that to do that, we've got to live by the instructions in the gospel. And you let Jesus say, God, and it's written in your word that a man must be born again of the water and of the spirit. And as Jesus told that Nicodemus that, hallelujah, that prophetic utterance of Nicodemus came to fulfillment on the day of Pentecost, as Jesus had let his disciples know that he would have to leave them, but he would not leave them comfortless, but he would send another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, God, and he sent the Holy Ghost back. Hallelujah. The church was born, and you let us know that in a part of, to be a part of your church, hallelujah, that we must have the indwelling of your spirit to empower us and enable us to walk according to your instruction, because the enemy is cunning and he's crafty, and he knows how to manipulate the mind of man, hallelujah, because he's done it for a long time. He even manipulated the mind of the angels in glory with you, God. Hallelujah. But when you kicked him out and that group of angels that gave ear to him, hallelujah, he's out forever. God, and we know that he is seeking to try to manipulate humanity where that nobody will be saved, and he's crafty. He's manipulating the minds of preachers, God, and people that are good people. He's manipulating their mind to have hatred and bitterness in their hearts, to hate rather than love, to take rather than to give and to share. And he's just using them, God. But we know, hallelujah, God, that if we live by your word, then you let us know, God, that as you, we want people to treat us, that's how we treat people. So since we don't people to try to manipulate us, we don't try to manipulate people. We don't try to take advantage of people. We don't try to use people, God, because we know that you're sitting high and you're looking low, God, and you are low and you see it all and you're going to restore and return it back to those, God, just like, God, you've done for many, hallelujah, and you're going to do in the end. For those that rebel and go against your will, your word, and allow Satan to manipulate their mind and their thinking with rebellion and disobedience and disrespect, God, to you and to your word, to your chosen, God, they're going to end up in a lake of fire, so saith the scripture. And for those of us that are going to receive the baptism of your spirit and continue to seek you, when the Lord Jesus Christ come to get the righteous, we're going to be caught up to be with the Lord and shall forever be with the Lord. So we thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy, Lord God. And we're asking you, God, again, as we ask you every day, God, to look in every church, everywhere that's preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, grant us as pastors and spiritual leaders and teachers to grant us a refreshing from your presence, God, that we preach and we teach this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise. And we demonstrate it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence. Because we know that we were in darkness and you let somebody into our lives that got us out of the darkness into this light of the knowledge of the gospel. And we know that you're going to send us into the lives of others and help us to God to let the knowledge of your word, the light of the knowledge of your word, just shine from us, radiate from us into the darkness wherever we go. God, that it will prick the hearts of those that want to do it right. And when they give heed to our counsel and hear our testimonies, they will begin to seek you as well. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today because you're God, hallelujah. And even though you're allowing things to go on in the earth, God, hallelujah, it's some of it is your retribution, some of you, your indignation, your wrath, your fury, your anger, God, hallelujah. But at the same time, for those that live according to your word, God, hallelujah, you will keep us in a place, God, that we know, hallelujah, that you're, hallelujah, that you're keeping us, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that when the enemy rise up against us with the indwelling of your spirit, we'll have the indwelling power. We do have the indwelling power, hallelujah, to resist the devil and make him flee from us. With the indwelling of your spirit, we possess the power to bind and to loose, and whatever we bind and loose, because we're in heavenly places, you validated in glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. We ask you, God, envelop us all in your favor, God. God, that we demonstrate your word, that our faith is increased because of these pastors, God, that you've placed everywhere, that have the indwelling of your spirit, that are not trying to please the flesh, God, but we're trying to walk in the spirit. God, help us, God, hallelujah, to help those, God, of sickness to come upon us. They're going to pray and they're going to continue to seek you and look to you, God, and you're going to hear their cries and then, Lord, forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought. And you're going to hear their cries, God, and you're going to move by your spirit. God, and you're going to grant them healing, getting them out of hospital beds, getting them out of sick beds, wherever they might be. And people are going to be astounded and amazed, God, at what they do. And they'll be able to say, all we can say is that we heard them praying all the time about what God was going to do for them. And God, and when that happens, God, hopefully and prayerfully, the people that experience, God, your moving in the body of a human with healing and deliverance and miracles if it's necessary, they will turn to you and begin to repent and ask you to save them too. God, and this is our hope, hallelujah. I know that this is your desire. So we know, God, and help us to be reminded, hallelujah, that you saved us, that by us others can be saved. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord, and we're asking you, God, to help all that, God, the enemy has manipulated their thinking and they are turning to walk and seek after the flesh and the things of this life, as opposed to walking in the Spirit, forgetting the fact that you said whatever it is that we need to be who you would have us to be, you're going to supply it according to your riches in glory. God, are causing the enemy to manipulate the mind, hallelujah, to forget about the promise that you made, that it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. All we have to do is live by your word. But the enemy manipulate the minds of people because he wants their damned nature that we're in, this Adam in us, this flesh, to want the things of this life more than we want you. But we know, God, for those of us that trust you and hold on to your word, we know that persecution is coming. We know, God, that mocking and scoffing, they're coming. God, all of these things are coming, and people are going to tell lies about us. They're going to treat us poorly, God, but all these things, but we're going to continue as the psalmist said, I'm going to look to the hill from whence coming my help. My help come from the Lord. We're going to continue to look to you. We're going to continue to keep ourselves reminded that you are omniscient. You know it all, that you are omnipresent. You're everywhere, that you are omnipotent, God, that you have the power to turn things around in our life. When you see us standing and believing and trusting what we've read in your word, God, and that you baptized with the indwelling of your Spirit, we know, God, that you're going to be there for us. You're going to get us out of it, that the day will come that you're going to put it behind us. And all we're going to do is, God, to use the endurability that you provide us by the indwelling of your Spirit to get through the process, because we're coming out on the other side. We're coming out into a good place because we didn't lose our faith, our trust, and our confidence in you. God, you did it for Job, hallelujah, and he didn't even have the indwelling of your Spirit. And the latter end of Job was greater than the beginning. God, and so we know, thank you, God, that you can do it for us. Do it, God, like only you can. Do it, Lord God, you help us to see through your word that you put your son in the earth, your only begotten son, you put him in the earth, and he suffered persecution so much so that they put him on the cross. Hallelujah, a cruel death. God, but he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And in the end, he's now back in glory with you sitting at the right hand of your throne. God, hallelujah. So we know that if we do and live by your word, as he said, I came to do the will of my Father. If we live with that confidence, if we live, God, with that conviction that we are here to do your will, we know that when the time come, hallelujah, when Jesus comes to get the righteous, we're going to be caught up to go meet the Lord in the air, and we shall forever be with the Lord, because you'll be bringing the balance of your sons home. So we thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor, God. And we know, hallelujah, for the sake of those that might be troubled in the spirit, hallelujah, there is no gender specificity when you talk about your sons that you're bringing home, because you said that the girls and the boys would prophesy, they would receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And those that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, male and female, when the Lord Jesus comes to get the righteous, they're going to be caught up to go meet the Lord in the air. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And thank you, God, for turning the hearts of those that allow their feelings and emotions to control them, and they allow the devil to trick them to walk away from the truth, that when they cry out, Lord, please forgive me, refresh me, and restore me, you're going to hear their cry, God. You're going to get them back and bring them back into the light of the knowledge of the gospel. And they're going to, with a greater readiness, God, seek to help people to not do what they did and what not to give ear to, because it's just the devil trying to bring them back into darkness. So we thank you. We praise you again today, God. And we know, hallelujah, God, that for those that have lost their livelihood, they lost their independence, God, we know, God, that as they continue to seek you and trust you, believe in the gospel, live by the gospel, hallelujah, God, continue to pray and cry out to you. You're going to move by your Spirit, and you're going to restore, God, hallelujah. And if they failed you anywhere, God, through their praying, their repenting, and asking for forgiveness, you're going to hear their cry. You look into their hearts, because you really know the heart of a man, hallelujah. And you also let us know that if we keep our minds stayed on you, you'll keep it in perfect peace, that we won't allow ourselves to be manipulated by false teachings and false doctrines and new philosophies, fads, and trends. God, like so many are allowing to happen to them, but we're going to hold fast and endure the ridicule. We're going to endure the being talked about. God, whatever names they choose to call us, we know who we are. We know that we are regenerated sons, your sons in the earth. And we know, God, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that you're our Father in glory. This is what reality is, and we're going to hold fast to it, and you're going to bring us home. But those that reject you, even though as the scripture teaches us, Jesus even said that they'll be crying out that we prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name and all these things. But God, Jesus let them know in his own record, the hallelujah, that you're going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. Hallelujah. Because they didn't give themselves to you. You want the soul. You want us to give our souls to you, surrender our souls to you. God, hallelujah, you can just take it if you want. We know and we understand that because you're God. But you want us to want to be saved. You want us to want you. God, hallelujah, you want us to want to live according to your word. You want us to want to be a part of the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we make that decision, you're going to manifest yourself in us. You're going to demonstrate your presence in us, that we'll be able to resist the devil, God, hallelujah. We'll be able to speak those things that are not as though they are, and you're going to manifest them in our lives. So for restoration of financial independence and self-sufficiency, for those that seek you in sincerity and in truth, God, we know that you're going to turn it. We, God, hallelujah, we just pray for everyone, God, that they endure the process, because we know that you're going to bring them out into a good place. So we thank you this morning again. We thank you right now in Jesus' name for your love and your mercy and your kindness. Hallelujah. We're asking you, God, also to turn every home into a God presence home, as we ask you every day. And we'll continue to ask you every day, because somewhere, every day, hallelujah, hallelujah, there is a family, God, where there's so much corruption, the hatred and bitterness and rebellion and disobedience, God, to your word that exists in that home. People just refuse to get along, God. The children are rebellious against their parents. The parents, God, don't live good examples in front of their children. God, and there's no love in the home. The peace has left the home. The joy has left that home. But God, we know, hallelujah, that if they turn to you with singleness of heart, if the family would get together and they would pray together and read your word together and seek your face together and even fast together, even go on dedications together, you will turn things around in that home and they will again begin to experience the love that they once experienced. They begin to experience again the joy that was in that home, but now it's gone. Hallelujah. The happiness that was in that home, but now it's gone. God, but when they commit to you and you see, God, because you know the heart, that when they commit to you, you're going to call them to know that we need to get to the church. Hallelujah. And hear what the preacher has to say, because we know that God has given pastors to edify and to bring knowledge and understanding to his word. So let us get out to the church house, that we can understand what God wants us to do. And when they do, God, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And get them out of the darkness of this world and bring them into the light of the knowledge of the gospel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're going to turn that home into a God presence home. Thank you, God. God, and for those that have lost loved ones and their hearts are heavy and they're struggling to move forward, hallelujah. God, we ask you again today, God, because we know that every day, there are some people somewhere. There's someone somewhere, God, that are hurting in their hearts, God, because of the loss of a loved one. So we thank you, hallelujah. We praise you, God, for consolation for them, comfort for them, strength for them. God, that they will rise or will raise up, God, they will rise up, hallelujah, and be who you would have them to be and live their life in such a fashion to give you joy that you continue to strengthen, comfort, and console them. God, hallelujah, so that when they have others in their paths that lose loved ones, they'll be able to know how to comfort them. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And God, and we ask you, God, these things every day, hallelujah, because we know that they're sick everywhere, every day. We know, God, that the devil is working on people and trying to lure them back in the darkness from the light of the knowledge of the gospel every day. We know that people are losing their financial independence and self-sufficiency every day. We know, hallelujah, that there are homes that need salvation every day. So we're continuing to ask you, God, because we're trusting your word, hallelujah, that and shall not God avenge his own elect that cry day and night unto him. So we're crying day and night unto you, Lord God, to save the unsaved, heal the sick, deliver them that have allowed the enemy to cause them to fall back into darkness. God, restore, God, hallelujah, independence and self-sufficiency like only you can. We thank you for it, Holy Father, because you are God and you are God alone. It's you that have made us and not we ourselves. We know it by your word. We know, God, hallelujah, that when we came to full consciousness this morning, we know it was you, hallelujah, because you were in control of our lives, hallelujah. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We're asking you again, God, today, that everyone that have come to the knowledge of this truth and begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, and as they cry out to you, Lord, save me, hallelujah, God, that you will hear their cry and you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they will now have the indwelling of the Christ of God, that anointing, that power, that authority, hallelujah, with the indwelling of your spirit to enable them to resist the devil and make him flee from them until the Lord Jesus comes to get the righteous, and when he shall descend in the clouds with power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. And when he shout hallelujah, the Bible declares that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you. Hallelujah. But we also know, Holy Father, until that day shall come, the enemy is still on the prowl, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know that you're going to envelop us in your favor. We know that you're going to maintain our cause. Hallelujah. We know that you're going to continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We know that you're going to continue to supply us with whatever it is that we need to accomplish the goal that you set for us. Hallelujah. According to your riches and glory. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And we know that you're going to supply us with the things that we ask of thee, because the things that we ask are in your will for us according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank you, God. Hallelujah. And we do believe it so. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, people of God, again today, things are not as bad as they seem. And nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And if you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is going to manifest it in your life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, and we believe it so. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. So as you go on today, remember, hallelujah, that you move forward and be safe. Thank you, God, and remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.